BBC Radio Stoke.
With Stuart George.
01782 208008 is the telephone number. Kevin in Kidsgrove says his mother died with cancer and says, yes, a person should be given the right to die. It can be summed up with three words: die with dignity, says Kevin. Elsie in Cobridge says she agrees with euthanasia. She knows someone who wants to die because they're so unhappy. And Sid in Talk said his wife had a brain tumour and went from looking like a 60-year-old lady to a 100-year-old lady in 3 years. He also agrees that euthanasia should be made legal. With me in the studio is Jill Gahardy from the Will to Live campaign website. And Jill's been outlining some of the reasons why she thinks medically assisted suicide should not be made legal in the UK. Also with Jill is Jill's husband, Vic. Good morning. Thanks for coming in, Vic. What's your position on this? We've had lots of people saying, yes, it should be allowed. Die with dignity is one statement we've heard this morning. What do you think?
Well, I must admit, before Jill got into this, I didn't really want to think about it, really. It's sort of, if it happened, it happened. But now that she's getting into it, I can really see the other side of the argument. I mean, if you've only got 3 weeks to live, why make it shorter? You know, we're all going to die sometime. It's just a question of when, and should we actually have the choice of doing it? It's an interesting subject.
I guess when you're disabled anyway, life is very difficult. But you do understand that life is very precious. Whatever you can get out of life, you've got to do it. You've got to spend time with your family, if that, or you can do that is worth so much to everybody around you, or it should be. I do understand that relatives watching an ill or disabled person going downhill and not being able to do so much are in a very unhappy position because they can see it happening in front of their eyes. They can't escape it. And what they've got to understand is that person, whatever they were, is still there, regardless of what they can or can't do. And if they are suffering, there are lots of ways for that to be dealt with. It's not just putting someone in bed and leaving them to cope with agony. There are lots of different ways of coping with pain, and indeed emotional and mental anguish as well. The hospice movement spends a lot of time dealing with that side of it, not just the physical side.